learning with you in Nishmas Ben Yecheskel Ben Mordechai. Okay, so just I wasn't going to do it originally, but I realized we're not going to get to it in Shir, and I really wanted to start Kedushas Bechor. Next couple of days maybe we'll do Kedushas Bechor on Pidyon HaBen and stuff like that, and then as the Seder HaMitzvah continues in the first Chelik. But kind of, if you combine the fact that this might be the most famous piece in the Minchas Chinuch, and it's this week's Parsha, so it's kind of hard to ignore. So we have to do the piece on Sfiras HaOmer, and specifically the Bar Mitzvah Boy Shaila, right? And probably. Well, if you're familiar with it, so we'll try to add a little bit of a spin on it. And if you're not familiar with it, so good. So you'll get the original and the spin. So let's start from where it says in the Minchas Chinuch, Os Vav. See in the margin it says Dileg Yom Olaylo. Right. So he says Vihine Nire Poshut Lishito Sarishonim Hasovrim Deim Lo Mona Balaylo Yisper Biyom. It seems obvious from those Rishonim who say that if you missed it at night, you can count the next day. Oh, im dilei kol hayom yispor achar kach. Or if you skip the whole day, you can count afterwards. Delo hifsid hamitzvah. You didn't lose out on anything. Ein, if you hold that way, ein chilek beinim shochach o hezid velomona. There is no difference whether or not you missed it on purpose or by accident. Right. Oh, shalohaya mechuyev limnos, or a guy who was not chayef to count, kigon katan sheniskadu meas sfira, o evit sheneshtachar biyom, either you were a kid and you weren't chayef because you were under bar mitzvah, or you were an evet and you got freed that day, mekol makom chayev limnos, kize eino meha shloma, right? It's not a tashlumen, like you said. Shenemar dim lohaya chayev, because if it was a tashlumen, they would say, dim lohaya chayev ein tzarech lahashlim, kol mesech chagiga, gabi chiger, right? Anybody know what that's talking about? Well, what's a chiger?
It's like a blind.
That's iver, like lifnei iver, last week's parsha, right? A chiger is a person who can't walk. So a person who, the rule is, a person who can't enter the area of the Beis HaMikdash under his own power is not chayev to bring a korban ola sri'iyah. He doesn't have to bring the korban ola that you bring with you when you're ola rego. Because you have to be able to, but if you're a chigir v'nisrape on the later days of Yontif, so you might say that, oh, now I have to bring one. The answer is no, because that would only be a tashlumin de rishon. And since at the rishon time you weren't chayiv, so therefore you wouldn't be chayiv now as well, right? So you can't do a tashlumin of something that you weren't chayiv in before. So therefore you wouldn't be chayiv in that. That's a befirish case in the Gemara. It says va'od kama makomos linyan tefila v'havdala. And we find this other places by Tefillah and Havdalah. The most famous case that I can think of is there's a rush in Brachos and in the end of Moed Katan. The rush, it has a machlokas Rishonim, whether or not... What?
Onain.
Good. Right? The guy was an Onain on Motzai Shabbos. Somebody died on Shabbos, and he was an Onain on Motzai Shabbos. And therefore, he was potter from mitzvot aseh, so he doesn't have to make havdalah. So now they go to the funeral Sunday morning, they bury the person. Now, does he need to make havdalah or not? So that's the question.
I think we did this by osig mitzvah potter man.
You most likely did, because it's a machlokas rishonim. I think he quotes from Rabbeinu Meir de Nuremberg in Brachas, but I think it's really Marami Rutenberg. I think it's Rabbeinu Meir de Rutenberg. Just I think in Moed, I don't recall what it says, what his name is in Moed Katan, but I think it's probably just a typo, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he moved from the Nuremberg part of Germany to the Rothenburg part of Germany. I'm not sure. It was in Germany. You know, so Rabbeinu Meir holds, I don't remember who says what, I don't want to mix up the names, but one mandamer, it's Rabbeinu Meir and the Ri, I believe. So one mandamer holds, well, since you were potter, when the Chi of Havdalah set in, so you're potter now. And the other mandamer says, no, you weren't potter, you just weren't allowed to make Havdalah because you were an Oni. Therefore, you're chayav to make it now. So the classical way to look at it is Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in Bava Basra says like this. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman says it's a question of Ozeg b'mitzvah potter man mitzvah being hutra versus dechuya. Right? So if it's hutra, so then you don't have to say avdolah now because why are you making avdolah on Sunday? Because you're supposed to have made it multi Shabbos, but you weren't ever chayiv in avdolah multi Shabbos. So therefore, there's no reason to make avdolah on Sunday. Right, but if you say it was dechuya, really you were chayev, but you had some other things you needed to take care of, and therefore those pushed it off. So then you are going to be chayev to make avdolah. Then that's, I believe, what he's referring to over here. So there's a couple of other cases where if it's tashlum and derishon, and you weren't really chayev in the first place, and then by definition you can't do the tashlum. That's what he's saying over here. Ki din ze demone im kol yisrael kach hamitzvah. The idea of counting sphere is that one day has nothing to do with the others. Because if it was all about hashlama, wouldn't you have to count all the numbers at once? You know, yesterday, you know, 5 days ago was one, now it's two. Meaning if it's all one big mitzvah and you're trying to be mashlam the previous numbers, so you'd have to start counting with all the previous numbers as well if you missed. If you missed at night and you're counting during the day, according to this opinion, lav hashlomahi ela mitzvah nimsheches. Right? You're not making up for last night. There's still a mitzvah to count during the day, like there was a mitzvah to count last night. V'havi kamo echad shenishtate b'tchilas leil pesach depoter mimatzah. He loves this case because it's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says, we've had this twice so far. This is the third time we've seen it. The guy, it says that kafa'o v'ochal matzah lo yatzah, right? So he said, whoa, what do you mean kafa'o? Yeah, I mean, kafa'o shade. Right? What do you mean? He was possessed by demons? It means he was a paranoid schizophrenic or something. And Nebuchadnezzar had a bout with his disease. And he ate the matzah while he was completely crazy. And then they gave him his medication, and now he's better. So he has to go eat matzah again, no question about it, says the Gemara. And they say, no, maybe it's kafel parsiyim, right? That's totally in the Shaila Mitzvah, Tzrichos Kavana. Mitzvah ain't Tzrichos Kavana. That's why it came up in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah.
Are the different days of Sira, Maklin, Zuzu?
Ah, so that's we're in the middle of that discussion. We sort of jumped into the middle of that discussion. So he's assuming if you miss a day and you can keep counting, so obviously they're not ma'akiv one another. What? No, that's not what he's talking about here at all. He's saying that, ironically, in Rishonim, you don't find such a shita. What we do doesn't exist in Rishonim. Our way of doing it is a compromise. We compromise between Tosos, or really everybody else, and the Bahag. It's known as the Bahag. There are other Gaonim that held that way also, so we'll call it the shita of the Gaonim. What? So they say, okay, you lost, go home. You know, no more counting. Bahag had a kula and a chumra. The Bahag's kula was that if you missed it at night, you could still count during the day. But the Bahag had a chumra that if you miss a whole 24-hour cycle, then you can't count anymore.
What do you lose if you count without a bracha or anything?
What do you lose? You lose the mitzvah.
I'm saying if you
could also do backflips. That's not a mitzvah. I'm saying like you could do anything you want.
You already lost it and you just happen to count. Like it doesn't mean anything.
That's why we do it.
Right.
That's why we do it, because in case the Bahag is wrong, so you're covering the other side. Tosfos throws the Bahag. Tosfos, it's so funny. Tosfos mamish doche the Bahag b'shtei adayim. Like he says, what on earth? That's ridiculous. And then, Maisa, Tosfos says, what are you talking about? Tamimos doesn't meaning. It's all based on the word tamimos. The Bahag says it's not called tamimos because tamimos means you have to have counted on every single day. So this is not what Tamimos means. Tamimos means that you're supposed to fill up, you know, you count at the beginning of the day, as close to the beginning as possible. That's why Tosos entertains the Svara. That if we hold Svirus Omer Bizmanazez Mida Rabbanan, you should actually try to start during Bein HaShmashos. Right? Because then it's Mamish Tamimos. You're starting, right? Meaning, normally you would say, why would you count during Bein HaShmashos? That's the worst time to count because you're purposely getting involved in a suffix, right? But there's an upside here. Sveika Darabon and Lekula is the Bidyevid way to look at it, but there's also Lechadchila that you want Tamimos. So you want to get it during the earliest possible time. So if you even have a suffix time that you could be Dievid Biyotze, so you want to count during that suffix time. So that's that Tosus is saying Tamimos means you should start right away. Tamimos doesn't mean you can't miss a day. You can miss a day. You know, that's standard. It's not a question. I mean, we try not to. But if you did, you did. And keep counting the next day.
So it's a say bracha if you missed
it? Yeah, of course. Again, there's no one who says no bracha. There's either you're chayiv in the mitzvah today or you're not chayiv in the mitzvah at all. Bahag says don't make a bracha and don't count. Tulsa says make a bracha and count.
And the Bahag would say in this case that you
should. So why don't we hold lactosos?
What?
So why don't we hold lactosos?
We're really, so Me'ikara, then we do hold like Tosos, but we're choshish for the opinion of the Bahag, so we don't make a bracha.
But if it's really Doha that much, it's not like, I mean, why?
I don't know what to tell you. Sometimes there are just these shitas that have siyata d'shmaya. Like we kept talking about Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim, you know, for whatever reason, Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim wins the day. Like, that's it. Like, Tosos is like, what, are you kidding me? Like, baloney, make up these baloney stories about two brachas on one matzah is a problem, two brachas on a murrah is a problem. Like, meichet, it's not a problem. Tosos says, well, you ever heard of Kiddush? You make Kiddush, you make a brachas on nanin, and you make Kiddush. No problem. What are you talking about? Says that's not chavilos chavilos, right? Tulsa says the Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim is dead wrong, and still the basically it's I don't know, in that case it seems like the rush wins everything in Hilchos Pesach, the in Leil HaSeder the rush wins everything. The rush quoted Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim, that's it. The Mechaber likes normally he's two out of three Rif Rambam rush. But the Rif and the Rambam both hold you only use two matzahs. And the Rif and the Rambam hold, you know, you eat a kezias of karpas. And the Rif and the Rambam hold, and Mechaber Paskin's none of that. He's all straight rush, you know? And he said, the Rif and the Rambam hold, there's no problem making the same bracha on the middle matzah. You know, it's nothing to worry about. Everything like Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim, because the rush like Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim. You know?
So I hold in this case that the bachor or the slave doesn't count?
Ah, so this is where we're headed within that sheet. I'm sorry, I didn't give enough of an introduction. I picked it up too much in the middle. Sorry about that. Yeah, so let's take a step back for a second. So we have, now he's discussing within those sheetas that say if you miss a day, you can count further, which we'll call, for argument's sake, sheetas at Tosfos. But it's Rov Rishonim. Rov Rishonim hold this way. So according to Rov Rishonim, there's nothing to talk about. Of course, a person becomes a bar mitzvah or becomes an eved meshuchror in the middle of Sefiras HaOmer, so just start from here. What's the problem? Right? Zvahar, and he says it's like a guy who went crazy on the Seder night and ate matzah. He says bevadei chayev lechol matzah. So he certainly is chayev to eat matzah. The kol alaylu hu amitzvah. He has more time tonight to eat matzah. Ve'ein zeh hashlama. He's not making up for the previous missed time. Like, you know, let's say you get to Motzi Matzah, you have a long magid, and you get to Motzi Matzah at 11:30 at night or 11 o'clock at night. You're like, well, we were really chayiv since 8:30, so let's be mashlim all the time we missed and didn't eat matzah during that time. No, you have from 8:30 to 12:55 or whatever to eat a kazayas of matzah and your yotze. So that's how it works. So just at whatever point in time you eat the matzah, you're yotze 100%. So therefore, there's nothing to talk about here by Sefiras HaOmer either. You're not being mashlim the previous days. You're just counting Sefira, because today you're chayv to count Sefira. Vizet poshut. Did I skip it?
Each day is a mitzvah.
Yeah, so that's what it sounds like. Each day is a ulishita sarishonim desvira lahu dimlo mani yomechad hifsid haminyin. He says, according to those rishonim who say that if he didn't count, he missed it all. But that's what we call the Bahag, right? Vahatam kemosha kos of Rava Mechaber, and that's written in the Sefer Achinuch. I skipped the Sefer Achinuch because I wanted to do other things. Dehem mitzvah achas. So this is what you guys were talking about, right? That it's a machlokes. So he wants to say, based on the Chinuch, that the whole machlokes is it one mitzvah in 49 parts, or is it 49 separate mitzvahs? That's the super standard way of explaining it. We'll see. That's not the only way to learn. Umikevan shalom mani yom echad batal mimenu achesbin. And once you missed a day, so that's it. You missed. You didn't do one of the 49 parts of the mitzvah, so you didn't do the mitzvah. So near egamkein bepshitos de'ein chiluk beinim lo mana sheshachach ohizit. So we're not going to differentiate between if you forgot. It's not like tefillah, where if you missed a tefillah bemezid, then you can't do tashlumin. So it doesn't matter. O shalom mana shoyekotan ad emtza sfira o nishtacher. Or let's say you became bar mitzvah in the middle of sfira. This is all obvious. Okay, so everything's been obvious so far. Now we're going to talk about what's not so obvious. Ach, ani mesopek l'shita zu. Within the sheet of the Bahag, I'm not convinced. Let's say he's a good boy, and he counted Sfira every night, with a bracha, or without, doesn't matter. That's the way kids do it. Or if he was a frum eved, and he counted Sfira. An eved is like an isha, he's allowed to do mitzvah sejazman grama. Is he chayev midaraisa to count at this point? So maybe you could say, well, hey, he wasn't chayev before, and he missed, and it's one mitzvah. So gam ata ino chayev min haTorah. Meaning, what's it all about? It's about whether or not you were chayev or whether or not you were potter. Ve'in kofen oso limnos kechol mitzvah. You don't force the kid to start counting at this point. O dilma, or you can say kevan shemona. He did count. Afsha hayibiptur. Even though he was potter mikol makom lo bata la cheshbin al kuponim v'chayev mikana laba. He had a cheshbin going, and that doesn't count for nothing. So he's chayev from here on in. Umatzinu b'mordechai b'megillah. We found this in the Mordechai and Megillah, Shehevi Svaras Rabbeinu Tuvia mi Vienna. He quotes from one of the Balei HaTosfos, Umuva Gamkin Mogen Avram Sereisham Zayda Mechuyev Mide Rabbanan Motzi Achayev Min HaTorah. We have a raya, a very strange raya, which is not Mukhruch at all, but someone who's only Chayev Mide Rabbanan. Let's say you have a kid who's Chayev Mitam Chinuch to bench. He ate a full meal, and his father ate a full meal, and his father doesn't know how to bench. Can the kid be motzi the father in benching? So he's chayev midrabbanan mitam chinuch. So there is one day that says, yeah, a guy who's chayev midrabbanan can be motzi someone who's chayev midaraisa. You would think, right? But chayev is chayev, he says. And what's his big raya? Well, not even a raya, but what's the big nafkamina? So how often are you going to find a guy who can't read from a bencher nowadays? In those days, maybe a little more often, because they didn't have benchers. So the father didn't know it by heart, and the kid didn't know it by heart. But nowadays, not so much. But there's a huge raya. Maybe it's nogeya this week. Kiddush. The yotze b'kiddush hayom yiplaga mincho l'mala. Ooh, you hear the nafkamina? Anybody going to make early Shabbos this Friday night? Is anybody going to be chayev and kiddush min haTorah during early Shabbos? So it depends. There's a Ran who says, yeah, you're chayev and kiddush doraisa because Tosefes Shabbos is doraisa. And now you're chayev, it's Shabbos for you, so you're chayev in all the mitzvahs of Shabbos, min haTorah. So therefore, you're good to go. You're covered. And others disagree for a variety of reasons. For example, the Rambam does not seem to hold that, he doesn't mention Tosefes Shabbos at all in the Mishneh Torah. So the Kesef, I don't remember who says which, I think the Magid Mishnah says that the Rambam holds that Tosefes Shabbos is only Midrabbanan, and therefore he doesn't mention it. I'm still not sure why he doesn't mention it. But I believe the Kesef Mishnah holds that the Rambam doesn't believe in Tosefes Shabbos bichlal. There's no such mitzvah as Tosefes Shabbos.
According to the Ran, could you count
Sfira after Plot? According to the Ran, if you made Shabbos, yeah, this is a big machlokes in the poskim. It's known as a machlokes between the Taz and the Maharshal. In all these cases, it comes up in three different places, but one of them is in Sfira. So Omer, if you made Shabbos, did you transform the day? Right. So can you count the next day's Sfira already? So that's a good question. Right, that's a big suffix in halacha, based between the Taz and the Marshal, as it trickles down. But it's totally in the same machlokas Rishonim that we're talking about. They didn't invent this machlokas; they took sides, right? So that's a big machlokas, even by the Seder night. Meaning, like Seder night, the Rosh says don't make kiddush early on the Seder night because you have to do the Dalet Kosos by Laila because there's a hekish, right? But to achilas matzah, and achilas matzah does have to be done by Laila. Because it's bo'erev tochlu matzos, so we all the dalad kosos have to be done bizman achilas matzah, and therefore it's not mamish erev, right? But maybe you could argue that you could argue on that rush. It's not totally in physical Erev. It's totally in when you made it into Pesach. You transformed it into the next day. So maybe you're allowed to count Svira. Maybe you're allowed to daven Maariv once you accept Shabbos. You transform the day. So even if you daven Mincha too late, right? Maybe that's one of the defenses of the 7 o'clock davening on Erev Shabbos, because you're davening Mincha already after Plag, and you're going to daven Maariv before Shkia. So some want to suggest, maybe because you transform the day into Shabbos, so now it's time for Maariv, because it's a new day. So if you hold like that, you could certainly make Kiddush during the Zman Tosefes. So the question of why you can make Kiddush during the Zman Tosefes is beyond our discussion right now, but the Mordechai wants to claim, because Tosefes Shabbos is the Rabbanan, Kiddush is Doraisa, so you see you could even make Kiddush during the Zman Tosefes because at least you're somewhat chayiv in Kiddush. And therefore, a Derabbanan could be Yotze Doraisa Chiyiv. And then when full-fledged Shabbos comes around, so then you're already made Kiddush, you're good to go. Right? That's also Shaila. There's a Chumrah, the Mishnah Brura, to try to eat at least one kezias of bread after Tzeis. It's a Chumrah, it's not Meikar Adin. Right? But the Mishnah Brura likes it. Yeah, I mean, people do it. I'm not saying that they should do it or not do it. I'm just saying that there is such a chumrah. You know, if you didn't do it, you don't have to klap al chait, but you know, it's worthwhile if you can pull it off. I mean, anything that involves more eating, I'm usually up for it. So going back to here, he suggests that's the Mordechai's teretz. The Mordechai says it's a raya. You see that the rabbanans can be yotzei deraisis. So also the kid was chayav mitam chinuch, assuming for argument's sake that the mitzvah of chinuch, there's a big machlokas rishonim also, that the mitzvah of chinuch is on the kid to do mitzvos, not a mitzvah derabbanan on the father to make his kid do mitzvos, right? Because if the mitzvah derabbanan is on the father, then the kid's not chayav in anything. Right, so assuming the mitzvah derabbanan of chinuch is on the kid, so he was chayav mid derabbanan to count svira. So now maybe you could say the derabbanan counting of svira is a big enough chiyuv to make him continue to be chayav as he goes. Chayav equals chayav. You know, we don't care why you're chayav. We just, so that's one way to look at it.
We don't do that,
what do you mean we don't do that?
I mean,
I don't know what you mean by we. The Minchas Chinuch is saying there is such a strong shita in the Rishonim, and it's quoted in the Magen Avram, that Mechuyim midrabbanan can be Motzei Daraisa. In Cain, Kimodi Yotzei B'Kiddush Shel Shabbos B'Zman Derabbanan, we all make Kiddush during the Zman Derabbanan. Now, that's also because there are other Terutzim, not just because we automatically assume Chayav midrabbanan equals Chayav midaraisa. And you have a number of Tzirufim that you can make. You can be Mitzdarif the shita that it's Mamash Shabbos Daraisa. You can be mitzdarif the shita that the rabbanans can be motzi deraisis, and you can be mitzdarif the Rambam shita as well. See, ironically, the Rambam has you making kiddush early. The Rambam says black on white in the Mishnah Torah, you can make kiddush early, but not because of Tosefes Shabbos, because of what he holds kiddush is all about. The Rambam holds kiddush is an announcement that Shabbos is coming, so it can be made on Shabbos, or it can be made a little before Shabbos too, just as good. The Rambam has you making kiddush before Shabbos even starts, and you're still yotzi min haTorah. That's a different vart. It's because of what he thinks Kiddush is, so l'shitaso, there's no problem of the lack of Tosefes Shabbos. You're allowed to make Kiddush on Friday anyway.
So you know? According to the Bahag, he would say that that a kid who started saying, like, Svira and then became Bar Mitzvah, then he can't keep counting?
So that's the question. Meaning, so we're asking, within the Bahag, we would have thought it's a Dover Pashut that he can't start counting now because he was putter from half the mitzvah. Now he's going to do the other half of the mitzvah. So now Minchas Chinuch says, no, maybe not. Maybe, he says, is it totally in chayev versus putter, or is it totally in, you know, in mitzvah versus non-mitzvah? And he says, and even if it's chayev, it's chayev versus putter, he was kind of chayev. He wasn't fully chayev, but he was kind of chayev. So this is... What? Right, but Eved's even better because he can volunteer the mitzvah like a woman can volunteer the mitzvah. So if a woman wants to count Svira, you can't say, well, yesterday she wasn't chayav to count Svira, so today she shouldn't be allowed to count Svira voluntarily. No, yesterday she volunteered, today she volunteers. So that's is a very strange comment of the Mishnah Brura. He writes that even though women have the right to volunteer, they shouldn't, because they're most likely going to miss a day, and then their bracha is going to be a bracha levatala. So the standard understanding of that Mishnah Brura is that it sounds like all the brachas that they made are retroactively brachas levatala, which is very difficult to say for a number of reasons. I don't get into it now, but there's a very difficult thing to say. The pashtus is, I don't know what the Mishnah Berurah meant to say or didn't mean to say, but the sefer the Mishnah Berurah is quoting is a sefer called Shulchan Shlomo. If you look up in that sefer, it's not what he means. He means that since the women were not so educated, so they might think that even though you missed a day, you can continue counting with a bracha. And those brachas are going to be the brachas levatala. You understand? So nowadays, it's certainly not a chashash, because no women, everybody knows the whole, don't make a bracha, you missed a day, right? Everybody knows that. And also, it's not so pashut that women are going to forget anymore. Nowadays, it's so easy to remember. You have 10 million ways to remind yourself with various alarms and reminders and apps and everything. So, I don't know. Whatever. I don't know what to say lahalacha, but I think that l'mitzius, it's very, very, it's almost difficult to miss. You know, it's not so easy to miss a day anymore. Let's put it this way. If you ever missed a day, you can be somech on the Beis HaLevi's tshuva. Right? What do I mean by that? The Beis HaLevi has a tshuva that when you're the Rav and you missed a day, he said, it happened to me once that I missed a day of Sfira, and I'm the rabbi of Brisk, and they like keep asking me to count with a bracha, so am I allowed to make a bracha or not? So he has a whole tshuva whether or not he's allowed to make a bracha. So what I mean, somech on the Beis HaLevi, is you could already, you don't have to feel so bad, because you can, a little bit of solace, you can find the fact that the Beis HaLevi once missed a day. Now, more likely than not, the Beis HaLevi missed because he was doing something extremely worthwhile. But nevertheless, you can make yourself feel a little bit better. At least the Beis HaLevi has a tshuva based on his own life that he missed a day once. So,
Beis HaLevi wrote tshuvas himself or shailas himself?
No, I don't think so. Maybe. I can't say for sure that every shaila in the Beis HaLevi was asked. There are many shailas and tshuvas that were not asked. Like FAQs, right? Anyway, so here it seems that he's a little in between on if it's is it tully in the chiyuv. So even if it's tully in the chiyuv, you could say the cotton was kind of chayiv. But if it's not tully in the chiyuv, it's just tully in the mitzvah. So he volunteered the mitzvah. He did the mitzvah. His mitzvah counts for something. So maybe it's enough that it counts that he can continue counting throughout. And that's the maskana of the Minchas Chinuch, that the Bar Mitzvah boy is allowed to continue counting with a bracha, because the counting that he did up until this point is a Maisa Mitzvah on some level, right? You can bring a lot of rayas, which we're not going to get into now, that the Maisa Mitzvah and even the Maisa Avera of a Katan is a legitimate Maisa Mitzvah / Maisa Avera. There's a very strong implication from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that really when a katan does an avera, he is chayiv, but the Torah was chasale. The Torah took pity on him and didn't punish him. But you see, the ma'is avera itself is a real ma'is avera.
That he's not supposed to, like, is there any, like in the end, is there, would you say maybe that he shouldn't count?
No, so he paskins that he should count. He should count with the bracha.
Saying though, theoretically, if he shouldn't, then would he start in the first place to count? Like, because back when before they just said 13, like he wouldn't be sure whether or not it'd be like...
Well, the Minchas Chinuch is pretty convinced that no matter who you hold, like, it's not a tashlumin derishon. It's not about tashlumin. He wants to say that it's all dependent on whether or not you view it as 49 separate mitzvos. That's like the Shita, the Balei Telesos, and Rav Rishonim. Or is it one long mitzvah in 49 parts? Right? So that's how he's learning the Bahag. Okay. So that's the basis of the Suffolk. I don't know if you guys remember. And then he brings in, just for the record, he brings in the Kasha of the Turayevan, which we've seen, this would be the third time we saw it, about the guy who went crazy. He says, how could it be? The Turayevan's asking the Kasha on how can you fulfill Puru Revu if you were a goy and then you converted with your goyish children. So, right, so that's why he wanted to say that the chiddush of Puru Revu is that the act is only a heksher mitzvah, and the mitzvah is to have children. And there's like every 10 seconds there's a new check. You have children? Good. Okay, you have children? Good. So he says the checks keep coming after you convert to Judaism.
So they ask you, oh, you're chayim b'ravu now. You have children? Yeah. Okay, good. And he says that's why, that if God forbid your children would pass away, then you would have to have more children. Because even though you were once potter, but now you're chayiv again. So there's a new check. Right? So, okay, whatever. That's what he talks about for the rest of this part. All right, but that's, in other words, the whole suffix of the Minchas Chinuch is totally on his understanding of the Bahag. That really, Svira Sa'omer is one mitzvah in 49 parts. Rav Soloveitchik has a different understanding of the Bahag, which is brought in a number of different places, but it's also brought in the Ha'arei Kedem in Simon Kufi Beis. It's a little too long to read inside right now, but he says that it says Venira Bezet, Dehine Bepshitas Taimei de Bahag, Dim Shachach Limnos Yomechad Batal Mimena Mitzvah Svira. Right, he says, Umishum this is that all 49 days, Yom Chada Mitzvah Shal Svira Sa'omer, but Sefar, Svira Sa'kol Yom, etc. Fine. Ochim, however, says, that's the Sefer HaChinuch's way of understanding the Bahag and the Minchas Chinuch's way, etc. But, Lama Ayin Ba'omek Lashono Shal Bahag, if you look in the actual Lashon of the Bahag, Nira Kavana Acheres B'dvar, the Bahag lo Yosad Ashitaso Mikoach Krod the Svartim Lachem Sheva Shabbosot Tmimus Tiyana. The mashma being in Sphere Sheva Shabbosos. He's not based, like I said before, it has to be Tamimos. What's Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos? One mitzvah of 7 full weeks. That's not what the Lashon of the Bahag connotes. Ela Mishum Deba'in and Tamimos Velecha. Just Tamimos. You need Tamimos. He said that's the Lashon of the Bahag. Not that you need Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos, you need Tamimos. The difference. What's the difference? V'nir mizeh, debe'em es gam le'bahag kol yom v'yom havi mitzvahs b'fnei atzma. Really, the Bahag, everyone agrees, every single day of Svir Sa'omer is a new mitzvah. Poshut. It says, v'ein mitzvah Svir shel yom akiv es chavero. So what is the reason of the Bahag? Debe'shach, you know, what's the reason that he's brought the mevatel the mitzvah? It says, v'hu din mesuyam b'maisa ha'sfira. It says, that's what Svira is. V'haminyan shel amem tes yom. What is counting? Counting means if today is day 5, I count 5. And tomorrow is day 6, I count 6. Since I counted 5 yesterday, it makes sense to count 6 today. If I counted 4 2 days ago, and I didn't count 5 yesterday, so 6 today doesn't make sense. I'm only up to 5. You hear? The act of counting Svira has to be Tamimos. You can't be missing days because that's not Svira. And I'm counting out of order. The Svira LeSirugin ain't a Svira. That's not a real Svira. If I skip days, that's not counting. Counting means I get it all in the right time.
Similar, I don't do Svira by Sugadi Yom.
Oh, very good. I was thinking the same thing, right? So why don't we do Svira de Seker de Yoma? So we in Shir, we did the Sheet of the Balamor. But in this type of question, everybody likes skipping the Rishonim and going straight to the Avnei Nezer's Teretz. I think it's the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer's Teretz is, you can't count Seker de Yoma. Why? Because what do you think? Today is 1 or 2. So what'd you count? 1 or 2? Huh? Either or. That's not counting. Counting means 1, 2, 3, 4, not 1 or 2. 2 or 3. 3 or 4. That's not counting. So by definition, the concept of the mitzvah of Svira Sa'omer flies in the face of Sveika Diyoma. They're mutually exclusive concepts. That's the shticky teretz of the Avni Nezer. But that's the Rav Soloveitchik's teretz here, sort of also. Saying the Bahag was saying, Tamimos means, is it raining? Enough rain. Okay, whatever. Nothing we can do. So somebody's still saying the same Talmud. I don't know. All right. So the Bahag's idea is that to be called Svira Sa'omer, so you have to count every day and not be out of order and ruin the count. That's all. It's not about 49 mitzvahs versus one big mitzvah. Of course, it's 49 mitzvahs. What are we talking about here? You're telling me every Korban Omer that they used to bring is a chelik of the previous Korban Omer? No, it's 49 times you bring the Korban Omer. So he says, Svira Sa'omer is It's you just count in order. That's all that matters. All right, he's got a lot of very good nafkaminas here, but then the last one is Katan Shehigdil. He quotes the Minchas Chinuch that has the suffix. It is a mitzvah. Ain't no din but gufa mitzvah shiyas omer. Oh, my sphere, like we said, if you forgot a day, that has nothing to do with the din of sphere's omer. Just you didn't do a good job of it. So katan afal pishu potter. Mikola mitzvahs, mikol mokol maisa sphere mia islay. He did count, so the counting that he does today, let's say he became bar mitzvah between day 11 and day 12. So he counted 11 yesterday, he can count 12 today. It makes sense. So he should be allowed to continue counting. Right? And
So what if it's like a bar mitzvah, like ready, missed the day, what should he do?
Oh, so if the bar mitzvah boy missed the day, so that's nine, that's, then he has the same
like din. A regular person. He missed the day, so should he count, like, let's say he missed day 4, so should he count day 5 now?
So he quotes, I believe he quotes it, there is such a shita that if you missed a day, you can count yesterday and today. We don't paskin that way, but I believe...
So according to the Salvation, it doesn't make sense to count the day today? Does it make sense to say today was day 5?
No, that shita makes a lot of sense. He quotes the Mishnah of Brura, the Heger Dishtoli Omech, yeah, he quotes Rav Haigon here. Mishnah of Brura quotes Rav Haigon in the Bir Halacha. If you missed, let's say you missed day 4, kigon shachach svir rishona. You missed day 1. Yomer besvir shnira esmol haya echad baomer v'yoma yoma dain trei baumra. Right, you want to be fancy, count in Aramaic. Right, so yesterday was the first day, and yoma dain trei baumra. Today is 2. That was the sheet of Rav Haigon. No, we don't do it, but it's counting.
You're going to be agreeing with somebody's opinion.
That's not really how we operate in general. but okay, that's not, I'm not talking about Psak Halacha here. I'm just saying that if you understand this version of the Bahag, then Rav Haigon fits in exactly with what we're saying. That like, as long as the count stays true, so you're good to go. Not because, you missed a chelik of the mitzvah yesterday, so you can make it up. How are you going to make it up? And not only that, it's not teshlumen when you say yesterday was 2 and today is 3. That's not teshlumen. That's just counting correctly. You hear? So this understanding of the Bahag sort of breathes life into the Shita a lot more, meaning like if you had, like you said before, how come Tosos just shoves the Bahag out of the way? And we still care about the Bahag because the Bahag makes a lot of sense if you think about it from this perspective. You know, that it's all about what's called counting, and therefore we take it seriously if you miss a day. Anyway, that's a nachaps and afkamina. I'll tell you, and it also chaps and afkamina for a person who's going to be in the hospital. He knows he's going to have a surgery. He knows he's going to have surgery, and he's going to be under for at least a day. So should he even start counting, or he knows he's not going to get it, so there's no point in counting up until that point, it's just wasting his time. He's not going to get the mitzvah. So he's making brachas knowing full well in advance that later he's going to miss. So if you hold like the Minchas Chinuch's understanding of the Bahag, so he shouldn't. Nope, don't bother. But if you hold like this version of the Bahag, so you're still getting a mitzvah every single day you count. No, so it's, I don't know what to do in that situation, but there's a lot of room to say he should count. Alright, ask your own Rav what to do, but that's a good svar. I'll end with this quick story. Rav Shechter, I was listening to a shir one recently. So Rav Shechter told a maisa, there was a girl a number of years ago in NCSY who, her father was a goy and her mother was a Jew, but was a gioress. And she was becoming frum, but living totally non-frum home. And she found out at some point that the gerus that her mother did was bogus, and she's not Jewish at all. So, but she was really into it. Like, she was one of the real NCSY success stories, and like, she said, okay, I want to become Jewish right now. And people who were advising her, her advisors, if you will, they recommended strongly against it. They said, no, right now you're still living in a non-kosher, non-shomer Shabbos, non-shomer anything home. Be a goy. So he says, it's not the time to be a Jew. It says, when you go off to college and you're on your own, then you can convert. You know, then it'll make sense to convert because you could live your own lifestyle the way you want. But right now, you're tali b'das acherim. It's so much harder to be a Jew on your current set of circumstances, so you're good to go. You want to eat McDonald's. Every day they're serving McDonald's for dinner every night. Good, eat all the McDonald's you want. You're not Jewish. So you're in a much better situation. So whatever. She was not having any of that. She was not interested. She wanted to become Jewish right away. But Lemaisa, cooler heads prevailed, and she waited. So then Rav Shechter said then he was speaking at a Yarchei Kala, where they all get together and learn a lot. They have a lot of shiurim for a few days in a row during like the public school vacation. So he gave a shiur in the Yarchei Kala, and he mentioned this idea of the Minchas Chinuch. So he said, well, if you're katan, so you can still voluntarily count with a bracha, because your mitzvah is a mitzvah mitam chinuch. If you're an eved, you can count with a bracha. But if you're, he said, even though the Rambam holds, and I think this is how we paskin, that a non-Jew can volunteer all the mitzvahs they want. They could do a mitzvah, but teres ain't a mitzvah v'yose. A non-Jew wants to shake a lulav, they could shake a lulav. A non-Jew wants to sit in a sukkah, they could sit in a sukkah. But
they can't keep Shabbos.
Okay, so just the first 10 minutes of Shabbos, flip the lights on and off. Wait till it's vaday tzeis, and then turn the lights on and off a couple of times, and then you're good. Right? But he said when a woman volunteers a mitzvah, so we paskin that she can make a bracha. Asher kiddushon mitzvahs of tzivanu. The Rambam paskin she can't. That's how Sfardim do. But Ashkenazim paskin that like the Tosfos that the women can say asher kiddushon. But for a goy to say asher kiddushon, it doesn't make sense. He says that far we don't go. We can't say a goy is allowed to be in a mitzvah viyosa and say asher kiddushon mitzvahs of tzivanu. You know, al sfiras omer and count sfiras. Hashem didn't command you to do anything. You know, you want to reach up and chop it, but teres ain't a mitzvah v'yosa, but you asher kiddushonu, you don't have a kiddushas Yisrael. So he said, when that girl heard that, she got mad. And she ran right up to him afterwards. She said, that's it, I'm converting today. You're stealing all my brachas from me, so I'm converting today. So, okay, so whatever. That was the end of the fight. But, so they convened a Beis Din, and Rav Shechter said one of the other Rabbanim on the Beis Din was Rabbi Talbis, and Rabbi Talbis was doing it, you know, doing things by the book, and he kept asking her all kinds of questions. You sure you really want to convert? And Rav Shechter said to Rabbi Talbis before, and he says, I know this girl very well. You don't have to ask her so many questions. You know, she's the real deal. But he said Rabbi Talbis didn't listen. He was, you know, pounding her with questions, and he was really tough on her. He says, why do you want to become Jewish? Then finally at the end, he said, okay, do you have any questions for us? So he says, this is your last chance to ask, because after we do the Geiris, then it's too late to back out. Do you have any questions for us? She said, I have one question. She says, right now we're in between Pesach and Shavuos. She says, I know the Minchas Chinuch has a suffix about a bar mitzvah boy who is he allowed to count sphere or not. So he says, but that maybe only applies to the bar mitzvah boy, because he was at least chayav mitam chinuch. He says, I wasn't chayav mitam anything. Am I allowed to count with a bracha, even though I've been counting all along without a bracha, but are we allowed to count with a bracha after I become Jewish? So that was her question. So Rav Shechter, said, after that, Rabbi Tabs didn't bother anymore. So he said he was makala. So I don't know. I don't know what he answered, but... But he said after that, Rabbi Talbis didn't give her a hard time. So he said he was makabel that she really wanted to convert. Anyway, all right, we'll leave it at that.
According to the other opinion of the Bahag, like the other interpretation, you would make a bracha each night, would you?
There it is. What?
If it's one big continuous mitzvah, you would make a bracha each night, right?
You still make a bracha each night, no matter what. The question on the Bahag, everyone asks that kasha on the Bahag, so why do you make a bracha every night? You should make a bracha once or never. Right, so the simple answer is that the ikur takana of brachos is not on the whole mitzvah. It's on a specific maisa mitzvah that you do. Sometimes you have a kiyum mitzvah that's not totally in a maisa. They don't even make a bracha on that. Right? Sometimes, if you can have a mitzvah like this where you can carve it out into distinct maisa mitzvah, even if that maisa mitzvah is not the full kiyum, we would make a bracha on that maisa mitzvah.
So is that why, that's another answer with the Dalet Kosos, right? Why we make Hagepin on each specific...
Right, exactly, very good. We make a bracha on each one, even though when you don't drink three out of four, so it's not like, oh, three out of four, no, but each one is a specific Maisa Mitzvah on its own, so we make a separate bracha on each one. Yeah, absolutely.